Hey girl, welcome back to the Say Grace podcast. I'm registered dietitian and weight loss expert, Constance Shelby. I've helped thousands of women eat the foods they love while losing weight. I'm here to talk all things weight loss and women because you know it's never just about the food. So whether you're praying before a healthy home-cooked meal or driving the struggle bus right on through that drive-thru, sit with me and let's say grace. Overeating on all the delicious things that are more readily available to us during the holidays is so common. There are so many reasons for why it could be happening, and we're going to talk about some of these today, along with several of my tips for ways to combat that struggle. So buckle up, let's get started. All right, y'all, it is the holiday season. We are smack in the middle of it, okay? And so I want to talk today just about how it is just rampant amongst my clients, amongst people I know. I literally can just kind of look around wherever I am and kind of notice that people use food for coping. And so after this episode, you're gonna understand a little bit more why it happens. And honestly, my biggest prayer for this entire episode is that you can press stop when it's over and you can say, okay, I am normal. There is nothing wrong with me. Everyone struggles with this. A lot of people will come to me just kind of almost in a way of like, Constance, I'm unable to be helped. I've got a problem, you know, because they love food so much, or they turn to food out of such desperation in other areas of their lives. And they feel like they are not able to control themselves around food. And so I see this magnified a lot during the holiday season. And part of it is because, like, y'all, we got all that good stuff available to us right now. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know about you, but I'm not getting fudge and haystacks on a random day in March. You know what I mean? So here we are in the middle of December, and you never know what you could be faced with food-wise at work or at a party or at your kid's school or who knows what. And so that alone can bring a little bit of uncertainty, but also a little bit of, I would say, like, you kind of give yourself a little more leniency around food. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. But the first thing that I want to talk about right this minute is how this is such a normal thing, okay? Overeating, specifically during the holiday season, or eating things you normally wouldn't, or, you know, kind of just eating more than you usually do, is normal. And I'm going to explain to you why. I'm not saying, oh, it's normal from like a everybody does it standpoint. I'm saying, baby, the science says it is normal. Okay. And so we're going to talk about a little bit of the science here. Okay. And so the body is a crazy, crazy thing. And so I think this to me is what is so mind blowing is like a lot of people, like I mentioned just a minute ago, like a lot of people are like, something's wrong with me. Instead of thinking, okay, no, this is just the way the body is. Like, and I only know me to the depths that I know me, right? Like, well, you don't know anybody else to the depths that you know yourself. And so you feel like your flaws or your shortcomings are on blast. And so you in turn feel like that there's something wrong with you, when in reality, this is just the way we are, okay, across the board. And I'm getting a little deep in my emotions about it, but this is a very important topic to me, because I feel like with a lot of our ladies, half the battle is teaching them what true nutrition and weight loss should look like, right? But the other half is breaking down those barriers, breaking down those mental blockers, breaking down that total just self-doubt and self-hate, because they have taught themselves, the devil has literally gotten in their brains and told them, like, something's wrong with you, you're never going to lose weight, and this is why. So I'm here to tell you that a lot of what we're going to talk about today is normal across the board. It's normal for everyone. And so We're going to talk about stress, okay? Because in the holiday season, hello, anybody got some stress going on? I know I do, right? It's not just the stress of if you live in a city and you have to drive through the chaos to and from, you know, that in itself can be stressful, but it is, we've talked about this a couple podcast episodes ago, just like it's financial stress. My gosh, everything is so much more expensive right now, you know, this year in 2023 to begin with. And then, you know, then you got to buy all these toys and all these presents and all these things for people who really don't even need them. Right. But you're doing it. And so then it is a lot more of the events, a lot more of the, you know, your donations, a lot more of the giving, a lot, all these things that cost money. So that's stressful. Also, my ladies in the healthcare, my people, I know I have a few men that listen to, but my people in the healthcare field, y'all are working so much right now because, you know, everybody's trying to get in before the end of the year. You know, kids parties, all the things you kid, you know, all the things with your children that is fun for them. And you want to make sure it stays so fun, but it is also low key, super stressful. Okay. Not to mention family issues. Like, oh my gosh, holidays mean family time. And, you know, my mother-in-law wants me to be there on Christmas morning, but I want to wake up and be with my kids on Christmas morning. And that's not a real life situation, y'all. My mother-in-law was wonderful, but it's for some of you, it is. It's a huge stressor. And just like, how are we going to divide our time amongst our families, you know? So all this, right, all this that I just mentioned, plus a ton that I probably didn't, like grief and, you know, things like that, that causes stress. Okay. This is normal. This is normal. I'm going to say it 100 times today because we automatically feel a type of way about feeling stress in those situations. And like, what else are you supposed to feel when someone is asking you to step outside of your comfort zone? You know, stress, they say stress can be, you know, helpful, but also it is still stressful, right? And so if someone is asking you to step out of your comfort zone, if someone is asking you to spend a dollar that you know you don't have, if someone is asking you to be at a kid's Christmas party and a work meeting at the same time, like these are stressful things and it is okay to say so and to feel that, okay? And so when we do feel stress, our body responds. Okay. And again, this is not something you can just block out. It's going to happen. You're going to feel stress around certain situations, and then your body is going to respond. And our body responds by releasing cortisol. And cortisol is intended to help our body protect itself, right? Like that's the purpose of it all. We talk about this in depth in the membership with my ladies, but it's meant to protect itself. But it can also increase that appetite, right? And so if you stay stressed out, like if you find yourself just constantly facing stressors, big stressors or little stressors, y'all, like somebody pulled out in front of you in traffic, or, you know, you dropped something, your phone on the ground and thought you cracked the screen and your heart rate, you know, spiked for a minute. Like it doesn't all have to be like, oh, I don't have any money in my bank account kind of stressors. It can be any big or little, but if you stay consistently stressed out, that cortisol keeps coming. Okay. So it just, your body keeps getting flooded with that cortisol. And then what happens? You continue to want to eat. Okay. So it is a natural response when we're stressed in the holiday season or not. When we're stressed, it is a natural response to feel a lot more extra stress. And then in turn, feel like you might want to eat more. Okay. And let's layer that on. All right. When this all happens, baby, we don't crave fruits and vegetables, right? I wish, right? I wish I craved like a leafy green salad with no dressing. But that's not it. We crave high fat, high sugar, or salty foods, okay? We crave comfort foods, and there is a reason they are called that, okay? Comfort foods, these high fat, high sugar, high salt, like the foods that are the delicious foods, y'all, honestly, you know, they are called comfort foods because when we eat them, they release serotonin to our brain, okay? And that right there, that release lessens the impact of the stressful hormones that we were feeling, Okay, so that serotonin release makes us go, oh, okay, I'm calm. This is cool. You know, it makes you slow down. It makes you feel good. You get a little of some happy feelings and you get some calm feelings from those type of foods that release that serotonin. Okay, and so that is why our brains automatically think like, hey, I'm stressed. Maybe I should go for the chips. Maybe I should grab a candy bar. I'm stressed out. And so it's easier for our brain to want to go to those type of foods because we know, our brain knows, y'all. Our body is so in tune. Our body is so smart. And so it knows if I eat these chips right here, I'm going to get a release. It may be just for 1 or 2 minutes, but it's going to feel really good. And I'm going to go there. That's why sometimes, especially with eating, it can feel like you are thinking out of two different sides of your brain. You know, you can be thinking, oh my gosh, that bag of, you know, candy looks so good. I would love some candy right now. And then the other side of your brain can literally at the same time be thinking, you don't need that. You're trying to lose weight. You just signed up for Perfect Fit Nutrition Weight Loss. You don't need that. You know, that's not going to make you feel good. You're going to feel like crap after, you know, you're going to go over on your calories for the day, whatever. But that other side of the brain is still saying, but let's just do it and find out, you know? And so it just depends on the day and it depends on which side is louder, you know, who's going to win. But there is a reason that happens, and it's because of that process that I just mentioned, okay? And then when you do end up eating those comfort foods, what that does is tell your brain like, hey, let's do this again next time, right? Because it feels so good. Your brain has that memory of, okay, last time she was stressed, we ate those chips and they were so good. Let's make sure to do that this time next time so that we can make sure we calm down again. Okay. And so this is a real thing. Like, I'm not making this up. Like, so much research dollars has been put into this cycle that I have just, you know, laid out for you here, the very, very, you know, basics of it. Okay. And so I think for all of us, it's super important to acknowledge that it's a real thing, okay? Because by acknowledging that it's a real thing, that it's a scientific thing, it then frees you up from that guilt and that burden that you may be putting on yourself, you know, to do the right thing and stop eating the junk and all that, because sometimes it's just our body response, okay? And it takes a hot minute to undo something that our body and our mind and, you know, that we've been doing for years upon years. Okay, think about it. Go back to your childhood. I know that I still have a lot of this nostalgia eating, okay? And I honestly, y'all, I don't think that I will ever completely undo that because it is just such a comforting feeling. You know, it is something so powerful that I don't even want to stop eating out of nostalgia. And so let me talk about it. Okay. So like growing up, I think I may have talked about this before, but growing up, we would have milkshakes after dinner often, you know, like my mom would, that would be our treat, you know? And so sometimes even still to this day at 36 years old, I'm like, I need a milkshake after dinner. Like something about it makes me feel just this relief, this comfort, this home-like sense that my emotions may have just craved for that day. You know what I mean? And so same with things like the holidays. The holidays are so full of nostalgic things for a lot of us, for, you know, traditions that we've just passed down for years and years, or for memories of our loved ones that may be gone, you know, like my mom's dad, Papu, he was our grandfather. He always made caramels and peanut brittle for the holiday season. And they were from out of town, but when they would come in town, we would have those. We would make them with him. And so every Christmas, my family, we have tried to kind of carry on that tradition of doing that because it feels good. Okay. And yes, it involves food. And yes, we're going to lick our fingers and we're going to eat too many of those caramels afterwards, you know, but there is just such a nostalgia there that makes us all feel warm and fuzzy inside, you know? And so It, again, like that is even, that is an even deeper emotional thing is, yeah, all the stress and the emotions and the cortisol and the serotonin and all that. Yes. But then on another note, it's like, okay, I'm looking at somebody who has made, you know, an upside down pineapple upside down cake. And I haven't had one of those since, you know, last year when my grandmother passed or whatever it is for you. And you just may want that pineapple upside down cake just to like feel, you know, connection to the past. And while, you know, you and your therapist can work through that, however you feel fit, that's not my job or anybody else's job to tell you how you should feel in those moments with those foods in that nostalgia. But it is my job to encourage you to just recognize it as such, right? Just recognize that, okay, I have been in my emotions about X, Y, or Z, and now I'm seeing this thing that reminds me of my aunt or my, you know, whatever. And you know, it may have led me to consume that food. Okay. And that's it. There is no shaming behind it. There is no wishing it away. There is none of that. It is simply acknowledging the connection and then moving forward, right? Until you are ready or you are in need to take it a step further. Okay. And you may not be. You know, for me, the caramels once every Christmas, I'm not going to take it a step further so that I don't ever make my grandfather's caramels again and eat them ever again. That is absolutely ludicrous. So, but some people, you know, it's a deeper struggle. And that is, again, a place for you and your therapist to, you know, help you figure out and then navigate. All right. But aside from that, okay, aside from the normalcy of a lot of those things, let's talk about just what this season does to us in general that causes us to, again, want to eat even more or want to eat more of the junk, okay? So a lot of times during the holidays, we are also what? We are also lacking sleep, y'all. We're staying up later. I know just in my household, my kids usually go to bed by 7:45. And for the past few weeks, it has been 8:15, 8:30, that even they go down. And so for Jess and I, that automatically means later bedtime for us because we have a routine, you know, to get things done or to, you know, take our baths and do all of our stuff after we put them down. So that automatically puts us with less sleep, right? And so I know you guys are the same way. Might be staying out later, might be staying up later, especially those of you guys who have kids that are studying for a lot of finals or whatnot. And so sleep deprivation also causes our bodies to crave that junk food and eat more. And we just talked about it, right? Those types of foods make us feel better, make us feel comforted. So when our body's like, wham, I'm so tired, you know, it's like, what can I do to wake myself up and make myself feel better? You know, ooh, sugar sounds good, you know? And then also on top of that, if you haven't gotten enough sleep, your body produces more ghrelin, which is a hormone that is produced by the stomach, and that hormone tells your brain when it's time to eat, okay? And so if you haven't gotten enough sleep, your body is producing more of that hormone. So that means your stomach is telling your brain, it's time to eat, it's time to eat, it's time to eat, more than it would if you were actually getting enough sleep. Okay. So studies show, and I mean, it makes sense, right? Studies show that people who do not get enough sleep also consume more calories per day. Okay. And so I know that is so hard. In fact, as this recording is a little sooner than you will hear it, but on this exact day of this recording, one of our challenges to, we're doing a get yourself off this shelf push inside of the membership right now. And it's just little healthy habits that we encourage them to do every single day. And some of them are like meditate or leave the dishes in the sink or, you know, walk, you know, park in the back of the parking lot and walk further or whatever. It's just something little and it's a surprise every day to keep them on their toes during the holiday season so that they don't let all this stress and everything completely overwhelm them and forget about all the progress that they've made over the year on their weight loss. But so anyway, today's is go to bed 30 minutes earlier. Go to bed 30 minutes earlier. And they're already, I mean, like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so hard, you know? Because we're in the middle of it. We're in the middle of it. But we want rest as much as we possibly can get. in the middle of the chaos, right? At least it will help us think more clearly and maybe eat a little bit, you know, a few bites less of the cupcake or whatever that's in the break room today. All right, another thing to pay attention to, okay, for yourself is, are you drinking more alcohol during this season? Okay, it is full of the holiday festive cocktails, y'all, and I am a prime example, okay? We usually do not drink, you know, during the week, you know, maybe once on the weekend, if that, but these past few weeks, right? It's just been like, I mean, we've had holiday parties on a Wednesday. We've had, you know, and so you go and you have a drink, and you, and it's not even excessive drinking, right? Okay. It's just putting alcohol into your system, period. And it can affect your weight loss. It can affect your eating. Okay. Alcohol makes you want to eat more. Okay. And usually, especially if you've had an excessive amount of alcohol, usually you don't make the healthiest choices, right? I do not know a time in my life that I have even had one glass of wine, just one, and then said, golly, I would love to have some carrots and ranch right now. No, no way. I want like something salty. I want crackers. I want french fries. I want, you know, if I'm hungry, I'm going for something that, you know, is a comfort, right? Like we talked about earlier, I'm not going for the healthy option that's in the refrigerator, okay? And so too, I mean, just alcohol does affect your mental state, your brain state. And so, you know, it does also make us be like, oh yeah, it's fine. I'll just have some french fries, right? Whereas in your totally sober state, you might would be like, no, french fries. I don't need french fries today. I had them, you know, yesterday or whatever it may be. You just make more sound decisions when you have not had alcohol. So, but aside from that, drinking alcohol in general makes you want to eat more, okay? And then again, like we said, the mental part of it, you don't usually choose the healthiest options. Plus, alcohol dehydrates you, okay? So, like, it is so, why do we drink alcohol, y'all? Ugh. But, you know, because you're sitting there sipping your wine or you're sipping your alcoholic beverage, and then you continue to sip it because you're wanting to continue to drink something. Your body is actually, you know, probably dehydrated, especially if you didn't get enough water in earlier in the day. And so really your body's like, give me some water. Give me some water. But we're like, oh, I'm so thirsty. I don't know why I keep drinking this wine so fast. Hey, but it's your body really saying, I need some water, okay? And then sometimes if you really are super dehydrated or whatnot, your body can actually think that you're hungry when you're really thirsty. Okay, so you may honestly not be hungry at all, but because you've had that alcohol and because you're dehydrated, your body's like, yeah, let's have a snack. A snack sounds exactly like what we need, you know? And so, again, I'm not shaming anybody because I can't shame you if I'm going to behave the same way, right? But just paying attention to yourself, right? Like, okay, do you notice the days that you have, that you do drink, you know, you make more poor eating decisions, and even the day after, are you making poor eating decisions? And just kind of get in tune with yourself in that area, okay? So my next one is giving yourself permission, okay? And this is such a topic that I feel like is, y'all, I just feel like it's so underlying, and no one really talks about it, but it's real live thing that a lot of us do. Okay. And so are you, because you're stressed, because it's the holiday season, because it's your boss's annual party that he always has the best food set or best drink set or whatever, are we making that a reason to give ourselves permission to overeat and indulge? Okay. Are you saying, oh, I get to do this once a year, you know, I know I already had a drink, but maybe I'll just have another, you know, oh, I'm so stressed out today. I think I'm going to have, you know, I'm going to drive through the drive-thru because I deserve it. You know, I am very guilty of this, y'all. I am, when I am zooming around, that's what I mean, I zoom. I do not walk. I do not run. I zoom when I get stressed out. So when I'm in the house and I'm just cleaning up or getting ready or cooking or doing something, you know, I've got a million things on my mental to-do list that I'm running down, okay? That is when I notice myself also grab a snack that I usually wouldn't grab, you know, like one of my kids' cookie snacks, or, you know, pick up something that I otherwise would not when my brain is more clear, when my mind is moving slower, I would think through and I would not consume. Okay. And so it's very common during this time, this season, you know, like if you're out at Walmart shopping for Christmas gifts and you're at the checkout line, you just grab a Twix bar and eat it because you're just like, I'm so busy and I'm kind of hungry and this is here and it looks great and I got to get on to Target now. You know, and you allow yourself in those moments to kind of passively eat those things because you feel so overwhelmed, because you feel so busy, because you feel like, oh, it doesn't count, right? Because I'm so busy. I haven't had time to think about what I'm doing. I'm so busy, it doesn't count. And so that, along with, again, going to a party. Again, I'm all about enjoying the special foods at a party. But I'm talking more about, okay, you've had enough. Your belly is full. But you continue walking back over by the cheese plate. You continue picking at the dessert on your plate. You know, you are fully satisfied in your body. But your brain and your tongue might be saying, hey, I want some more of that. And this is a one-time thing a year. Let me just go ahead and have that second piece of dessert, even though I'm truly full, you know? So are you giving yourself permission during these, you know, moments that otherwise you would not? And again, I'm not shaming you for it. I'm not telling you any type of way. I'm just encouraging you to think about it. Even on the back end, you know, after it's happened, you think about, oh my gosh, why did I eat that extra dessert? You know, not in a shameful way, but really thinking about how you were processing and how you were behaving in that moment to maybe hopefully bring it to the top of your brain for the future, right? For the next party you go to maybe have you, you know, try to be a little more aware in those moments. Okay, so I do want to get to some ways for overcoming it, okay, for combating it. And again, this is not foolproof. This is, you know, you could follow these tips one day and walk away and be like, Constance, I killed it. I did so good. I feel so satisfied. I don't feel deprived at all, you know, but I felt like I stayed between the lines. But then the next day you could attempt this and totally blow it. Okay. And so I am the same way. There are still, this is my life. This is what I've done for years upon years. I have helped people in this area amongst many others, but even still, there are some days that I'm like, dang man, I was already full and I ate that extra chess square. You know, like it, because again, you cannot control these type of things as much as you wish you could when you're in the midst of conversations or other responsibilities or 100 different things going on in 100 different directions. You know, we are not perfect, y'all. We are not, but we are never going to be perfect. And that includes in our food and in our eating, even when you know the right thing to do. Right? It still does not mean you're always going to do it. Okay. So my number one tip here, and I think you've kind of heard it throughout this whole podcast episode, is to get ahead of it and just be honest with yourself about it. Okay. So that, just think through some of the things that I've mentioned today and just be honest. Like, okay, yeah, you're right, Constance. I have been drinking a little too much extra alcohol lately, and I can see how that might cause me to want to eat some extra snacks at night, okay? Or yes, Constance, I did exactly what you said. You know, I went to this Christmas party last week and I was totally full, but I was standing there with my girlfriends drinking another glass of wine and I just kept picking at that cheese board and I was mad at myself for it the next day, okay? Just bringing it to light instead of trying to shove it down inside of you and pretend like it never happened, right? So just get ahead of it. Be honest with yourself. Acknowledge it, okay? And so then pay attention to yourself, right, in those moments. Again, reflect back, because knowledge is power, right? So now that you have brought it to light and you know what you did or what you're doing, what your habits tend to be, the knowledge is where you then start to climb your way out of it, right? Okay, so don't totally avoid those habits that we have talked through here, but face them head on, okay? And so really getting specific about things that you notice. Like, are you noticing that, okay, in this holiday season, it's more stressful? Are you eating more at your desk by yourself at work? Okay, are you moseying to the break room because there's always food in there lately because of the holidays? And are you taking it back to your desk and then just eating more mindlessly there? Okay, or is it when you get home? Do you get off of a stressful day at work? You come through the crazy, you know, shopping traffic, and then you get home and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm starving and I need to eat the house down. Or is it after the kids go to bed? Like, do you get cozied up and kind of watch a show and finally have that down? This is a common one for a lot of my ladies, because we're a lot of us are moms and have a lot going on. And so after the kids go to bed, it's like, this is my me time. But instead of really focusing on doing something that encourages rest, that encourages rejuvenation, encourages, you know, peace, you eat. Okay, you mindlessly eat while you watch like Desperate Housewives or something really overwhelming and stressful. And so, you know, you're looking at it as your me time, but what good is that truly doing you? What rest is that really giving you? Okay, and then what types of foods are you gravitating towards? What are you eating? Because y'all be saying like, I'm just not gonna eat after the kids go to bed, I'm just not gonna do that anymore, is you're lying to yourself. Like, you may be able to hold that down for like a week max, but then you're going to trend back into that habit that you've held for years upon years, right? So instead of saying, I'm not going to do this, think about what you're doing, think about your habits, and then think about how you could change it a little bit, okay? So could you keep some healthier options for your snacks that you're going to have when the kids go to bed? Could you, you know, take a bath and read a book instead? Could you, you know, when you get home from work, could you already have some snacks ready to go? Or could you eat your snack, a decently satisfying snack, right? It doesn't have to be like, again, carrots and ranch. It can be something that you enjoy before you leave work, so that when you walk in the house, you're not starving. You're not looking for a snack. You're not eating 25 more chips than you would have if you just ate before you left the dang office, right? So just thinking about some things like that and how you could just make tiny tweaks to help yourself out in those, you know, help yourself out in those situations and truly make yourself a little more proud of how you're facing those situations, right? Also, thinking about your emotions and how it might be triggering, okay? Because like, some of us are dealing with some real live emotions right now, y'all. I have talked to a few clients just in the past week or so that like, yeah, holiday stress doesn't help, but there's also just like a lot of other crappy life going on, right? And again, this is you cannot turn one thing off and turn eating on. Like, you cannot turn off your totally bad day, your, you know, stress from your boss, your marital issues, your, you know, all your struggles. You cannot turn that off and then turn eating healthy foods on. It does not work that way. They are cohesive. They are intermingled, whether we like it or not. And so you just have to think about, how are those emotions maybe triggering some of these eating experiences? And then maybe how can we in a more healthy manner try to deal with those emotions, you know, as they come, instead of running to that food. Next, this is my biggest tip for a lot of my clients. The next three, is to just wait a beat. Okay, a lot of times, like I mentioned, when I'm zooming, you know, I'm grabbing food and I'm whatever, and then I'm like, what did I just do? Just wait a beat. If you notice yourself going towards the pantry, going towards the break room, getting some food out of your snack drawer, whatever it is, wait a beat and say, okay, I'm going to set this timer for 10 minutes. And in 10 minutes, if I am still wanting this, you know, cupcake, this, you know, piece of candy, this bag of chips, whatever it is, if I'm still wanting this, then I'll have it. Because I will know then that I've made a mindful choice instead of just eating it, rushing around, or eating it while I'm working, or eating it when I'm flooded with other thoughts and emotions and not even enjoying it while I was eating it, right? And so I will tell y'all a funny. This weekend I was making our daughter's birthday cake and I made a ton of buttercream and I caught myself licking my fingers so many times that finally I started going to the sink and spitting it back out. I'm like, I'm going to get a stomach ache if I don't stop just constantly treating myself to this buttercream on my fingers, you know? And so I should have just waited a beat, but at least I did think about it while I was mid-lick, you know what I mean? But just waiting that beat and checking in with yourself before you put anything in your mouth can be extremely helpful with not only, you know, not over consuming foods, but also with your mindset around your self-control around foods, right? It teaches you that like, oh, I can actually say no to this. You know, I can actually choose or you know, and that in itself gives you so much more confidence when facing food. Okay, so my next one is drinking some water instead of eating. Okay, always tell yourself, like, I'm going to drink 8 ounces of water, just like waiting a beat, but instead I'm going to drink 8 ounces of water and then come back to this. Okay, because again, if you don't know without a doubt that you're getting all your water ounces in, then I can promise you you're not. If you are not like for sure drinking all your water and kind of tracking it and been doing it for years and keeping up with it, even if you've been doing it for years, if you've kind of fallen off that focus, you're probably not getting enough water. Okay. And so, but that causes extra cravings. That causes you to think you're hungry when you're really thirsty. Okay. So just drink some water. And then the last one is just tell yourself you'll come back to it. Okay, I will get back here. I will, you know, go for a walk around my neighborhood and then I'll come back and have this. Because a lot of times when you come back to it, you no longer want it. Again, that's kind of what I mentioned earlier. Like your mindset is just different after you've given yourself a beat. Okay, so because honestly, I really hope that this has been helpful. I hope if anything, it has been kind of a relief for you because a lot of us want to just say, okay, yeah, I had that Twix in the Target checkout line, but I just won't do that next time. And like that kind of mindset is a straight up lie. Like you are lying to yourself. You're setting yourself up to get the dang Twix next time at Target and then say you won't do it next time all over again. Okay. Instead of just saying, yep, I grabbed that Twix at Target. I was having a stressful day. I was overwhelmed. Do I love that I made that decision? Nope, but I'm a work in progress, right? So getting comfortable with your struggles, getting comfortable even with your bad decisions around food is the only way to start clawing yourself out, right? It's the only way, okay? So I hope that this episode was helpful for you guys. I hope that you were able to walk into the rest of these holiday weeks, days as, you know, a little bit more confident in your food. Be on the lookout from us next week. We are offering a new and super affordable course on a realistic approach to weight loss for you in 2024. And then in January, we're opening up our next weight loss challenge. So the window is very short for enrollment. And so be looking for it. You can get on our wait list on our website. I will drop that link here. I hope y'all have an awesome week. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Say Grace Podcast. If you enjoyed it, it would mean the world to me if you left me a 5-star review. Also, make sure to follow the show so you don't miss another episode. Plus, if you're interested in learning more about losing weight and eating the food you love, make sure to subscribe to my email list by going to perfectfitnutrition.com. See ya!